USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The fog of war dominates Russia's aggression against its Ukrainian neighbor. Reports out of Eastern Europe have made one thing clear. Death and destruction is taking place. Russian President Vladimir Putin has taken to TV to threaten any other nation that interferes.
For those who could be tempted to intervene from outside, whoever tries to hinder us, and even more so, to create threats to our country, to our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate, and it will lead you to such consequences that you have never encountered in your history.
President Biden is taking to TV to impose sanctions.
We have purposely designed these sanctions to maximize the long-term impact on Russia and to minimize the impact on the United States and our allies.
Thursday's sanctions are aimed at crippling the Russian economy, its financial institutions, and its access to technology. USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Major League Baseball is playing hardball with the Players Union as the season looms.
Major League Baseball has stated they will begin canceling regular season games if the league and Major League Baseball Players Association can't come to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement by Monday. The games will not be made up and players would not be paid full season salaries. Major League Baseball said a deadline is a deadline, missed games are missed games, and salaries will absolutely not be paid for those games. It is the first time Major League Baseball has publicly said it would shorten the season if a new deal isn't reached by the deadline. Citing health concerns, the league said it wants about 4 weeks of spring training, hence its Monday deadline. Opening day was initially scheduled for March 31st. The sides remain far apart on a new agreement. The union is likely to pull expanded playoffs off the table if players can't be paid for a full season salary. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
After beginning the invasion of Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened any country that interferes an immediate response with the likes they have never seen before. Some have speculated Putin is threatening a nuclear option. Then again, Western allies have used the same language when describing the sanctions to be imposed against him and his countrymen. Jason Beardsley is the National Director of the Association of the United States Navy. He tells Fox News the rhetoric needs to stop.
I think we, first of all, have to take him seriously. Vladimir Putin is saying this after having committed this violent atrocity rolling into the Ukraine. He's made good on that promise. He has to be condemned. He has been condemned by the world. So right now, he doesn't have much to lose. Don't forget, though, our rhetoric is similar. You know, we threaten sanctions that they've never seen before. You see what has happened since then. The European Union has not been able to stick those at a significant degree. So I think what President Putin has done is he's made a very serious threat. We don't know the level or the extent he's willing to go, but we should be very careful and cautious about trying to ratchet up the rhetoric here.
President Biden has reached a decision on his first nominee to the Supreme Court, with his selection of the first black woman to serve on the nation's highest court set to be revealed as soon as today. It was 2 years ago today Biden made his initial pledge to choose the first black American female justice during a 2020 primary debate in South Carolina. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.